plans to leave, throw the keys to little C's. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next one so we can steam on the way to the telly. Gon' fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few, cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo?
True.
Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do me.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Throw your hands in the air.
You're listening to WGXC Acra, 90.7 FM.
Operation Unite, along with the Hudson Area Library, is presenting Photography, Land and River, an exhibition and with youth and adult participants who attended photography workshops led by J.D. Urban and apprentice S. Triana. The opening reception is Wednesday, January 11th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at the Hudson Area Library's Community Room. And the exhibition is up there from January 11th through February 14th. Go to the WGXC Community Calendar online at wgxc.org to find out more about this event and many others, and add your own event by pressing the Add an Event button and pasting in information about whatever event you're organizing that you want to be read on the radio and seen around the world at the community calendar at wgxc.org.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Spike's Record Rack in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to Transmission Arts programming on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I am also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate.
And bookish things. Mm-hmm. And we're usually joined by our young friends, Fatia and Georgia, but they could not make it today. But Amelia and I are here.
Very small show today.
It's the Amelia and Emily show.
The two E's.
We've been doing radio together a long time.
Yeah, we have.
Talked about a lot of books.
I've been here since we were in the old studio.
Yep. Yeah, I forget. I have a record somewhere of like everybody's first shows, but I'm not going to look it up. It's a long time ago. That's all you need to know. But yeah, so we're going to talk about some books. I guess before we dive right in, we just crossed over into the new year, and I'm wondering if you have any reading highlights from last year.
Reading highlights. Past few years have been really busy with college and stuff. Since I went to SNHU, I mostly read online and had pretty intensive work schedules. Mostly I'm just relieved that I'm going to be able to have more free time to read now. But some reading highlights for me, let me try and remember. I reread some old ones that I always liked, and I got to read a lot of cool short stories for college. I think I mostly enjoyed reading a lot of like classical poetry in my poetry class. I became a huge fan of Emily Dickinson this year, so which I never expected to happen, but those were some highlights.
Nice.
I enjoyed that.
I was just talking with my niece earlier today, and she was happy to report that they had learned about poetry today.
Ooh.
So she learned the difference between poetry and prose, and then they went to the library and they looked for books on poetry to get ideas for building a classroom library, which I thought was really cute. And then she wrote a poem with me about silly pants. It's very fun.
What are your reading highlights for this year?
Yeah, I was trying to think if I had like a, I don't know, like a new author or like a genre that like really stood out, but I kind of read all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have anything like that, but I did recently finish my 2022 reading challenge and I read 780 books last year. Woo!
Yay!
It's a lot of books.
My dad, my mom,
picture books.
Yeah, my mom and my dad do the Goodreads challenges. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they made theirs this year, but that's something they do.
Yeah, that was where I keep track too. But every month I pick out 9 books that stand out for me and I make a little image and I post it online so that I can, it's like a nice way to keep track outside of Goodreads too, or just to have a visual.
That's fun.
I can be like, these were some of my favorites. So that if somebody asks me if I've read anything good lately, I can look at this, these past couple months of images and be like, oh, that one you might like.
that's really useful.
So yeah, I had a lot of really great books that I read this year. There is one series that I read. It's only 2 books, but I read both books this year that I really enjoyed, was The Turtle of Oman and The Turtle of Michigan,
mm-hmm.
by Naomi Shihab Nye. And those were both really great. So I read one back in January and then I read the other one maybe in November, but sometime this fall. It was a newer release.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really good. I found a new graphic novel that I really enjoyed. I read a lot of really good graphic novels, but just recently, I read The Nice House on the Lake, which I'm blanking on the author now. It's James Tinian, I think is his name. He also wrote Something is Eating the Children. Something's Killing the Children, not eating, sorry.
Something is Killing the Children, I know.
They're both scary, but.
Yeah,
you know.
I have the first graphic novel, I think, for the series, I think.
I just think the title, Something is Eating the Children, is somehow scarier.
It is.
I'm not sure why. So I take it back. They're not eating the children. They're killing them. Still bad. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to reading both more from those series, but also more from that author.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have there's like a lot of book highlights. One author that I only read one book from this year, but I'm excited to read more from because this was, I sort of had her books on my radar for a while, but never got around to reading them. And I finally did this year. And that's Stacy Lee. And so I read Luck of the Titanic. She writes a lot of historical fiction featuring Asian characters. And it's mostly young adult, although I know she has a middle grade novel coming out this year. And so I'm not sure if that's her first middle grade or if I'm just not aware of her middle grade work, but I'm excited to read more from her too. But yeah, lots of great books I read this year. And I don't know if I have a reading goal for this year. I mean, I set a goal in the challenge, but I don't even remember what I set. And usually what happens is I set a goal and then midway through the year, I realize that I set it too low and then I extend it because I don't want to reach my goal like midsummer.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. But I do want to make more time for reading, even though I read a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe read a few less picture books, although that sounds horrible saying it because I love picture books so much. But maybe I can be a little bit pickier about which ones I read. Mm-hmm. They are very fun. But it's very easy because they tend to be shorter. It's easier to read ones that aren't as good. Because like if I'm reading a novel and it's not very good, I'll usually give it up, you know, a few chapters in. But with mm-hmm. a picture book, it's like, you might as well finish it. Not that much farther to go.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I'll have to see what draws my attention. I'm in the middle of a adult novel right now that had also been on my list for a bit. It's The Sentence by Louise Erdrich. And she does have some books for youth, but she primarily writes for an adult audience. And this one is set during the COVID pandemic. And it's about a woman who works at an independent bookstore, which Louise Erdrich also has a bookstore. So I assume it is at least somewhat based on her experiences running a bookstore.
Yeah.
But it's not a memoir. So it's very good so far. I don't know if it'll live up to The Roundhouse, which was my favorite so far that I've read by her. Which would be a really great crossover novel, I think, for teens. So this one so far, I think, does read a little bit more adult, but still good. But anyways, what have you been reading lately?
I haven't been reading anything yet, but I do have some new books I got for Christmas. Oh, I've been working my way through the book Tender is the Flesh still, which is a book you have to read in segments because it's a really rough read, but it's very good so far. And the two books I got for Christmas are Playground by Erin Beauregard, which, if I had to describe it, is like R-rated Goosebumps, kind of straight up, like complete with like the illustrations and everything. It is about low-income families with children being hired to test playground equipment that are more like saw traps than playground equipment, but they're It's very interesting, and I saw it and I was like, you know what, that's what I want to traumatize myself with this year. Give me that.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah. Jeez. But you know,
such
I was
an uplifting novel.
I grew up on Goosebumps and Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, so this is like the natural progression from that, I suppose.
Yeah, I really thought when you started that sentence that you were going to say I grew up playing on these death trap like
I wish. that would be an interesting childhood to have. And then the other one is a book called Cows by Matthew Stokoe, which I know nothing about. I'm going into this one completely blind. I just saw it on a list and I was like, you know what, I like cows, let's read that.
Is it about cows?
It is actually about cows.
Oh.
Which is probably the most surprising thing about it. I expected it to be like a grand metaphor, but there are apparently cows in this book.
Okay. Very cool. I didn't get any books for Christmas.
Oh no.
But I didn't ask for them either.
I did my wish list, so.
I did give just about everybody books for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
My nephew I did not get a book for because I had a book in mind but I wasn't going to be able to get it in time, and he really wanted this computer game, so I bought him that. But yeah, I like gifting books. I'm usually pretty good at picking them out, but we'll see.
Yeah. I'm very sad because I did not get to go to the winter walk this year because it was raining. Aww. But there's always next year.
It wasn't raining by the time I went. Should have just gone later.
Well, I was also sick, so.
Oh, then maybe you should stay home and rest.
There are multiple reasons to stay home from the winter walk this particular year.
Yeah.
But, you know, oh well, things happen.
Yeah, it was fun though. Well, because I've been reading this Louise Erdrich book, I haven't had time to read any teen or middle grade books but I thought I would share a couple descriptions of ones that are coming out this week or next. And so I haven't read these yet, but they sounded really good and they've gotten some really good reviews. The first one is called The Love Match, and it's by Priyanka Taslim. And this is a book for teens, and I'll read the description. "To All the Boys I've Loved Before meets Pride and Prejudice in this delightful and heartfelt rom-com about a Bangladeshi-American teen whose meddling mother arranges a match to secure their family's financial security, just as she's falling in love with someone else. Zara Khan is basically Bangladeshi royalty, but being a princess doesn't pay the bills in Paterson, New Jersey. While Zara's plan for financial security this summer involved working long hours at Chai Ho and saving up for college writing courses, Amma is convinced that all Zara needs is a good match, Jane Austen style. Enter Haroon Iman, who's wealthy, devastatingly handsome, and aloof. As soon as Zara meets him, she knows it's a bad match. It's nothing like the connection she has with Naeem Akhtar, the new dishwasher at the tea shop, who just gets Zara in a way no one has before. So when Zara finds out that Haroon is just as uninterested in this match as she is, they decide to slowly sabotage their parents' plans. And for once in Zara's life, she can have her rasamalai and eat it too. Dating Haroon and keeping Amma happy while catching real feelings for Naeem. But life and boys can be more complicated than Zara realizes. With her feelings all mixed up, Zara discovers that sometimes being a good Bengali kid can be a royal pain." So that is The Love Match by Priyanka Taslim, and it came out January 3rd. I'm interested about this one in part because I think it's cool that it's about a Bangladeshi-American teen. I think a lot of books that are about South Asian experiences are about Indian teens. Every once in a while, I've seen some that are Pakistani teens. But I haven't come across any, or maybe many, if I have, about Bangladeshi American teens. So I thought that was pretty cool. That just sounds like a fun romance with some complications, maybe a love triangle of sorts.
Yeah, it does sound fun.
And I'm not much of a romance reader, but this kind of romance story I can get into.
Mm-hmm.
When it's like kind of like hijinks and twists and turns.
Yeah, I can get behind that. I can definitely get behind that.
Yeah. So the next one I'll mention is called For Lamb by Lisa Klein Ransom, who is a local author from down in Rhinebeck and who frequently comes to the Hudson Children's Book Festival. And most of her books are for kids.
And the book festival has this year, right?
Yeah. I don't know for sure if she's coming, but I hope she is. She writes a lot of nonfiction picture book biographies. And then she has some middle grade books, but I think this might be her first teen book. I might be wrong, but I think most of her books have been middle grade that were chapter books. But yeah, so this is called For Lamb, and here is the description. An interracial friendship between two teenage girls goes tragically wrong in this powerful historical novel set in the Jim Crow South. For Lamb follows a family striving to better their lives in the late 1930s Jackson, Mississippi. Lamb's mother is a hardworking, creative seamstress who cannot reveal she is a lesbian. Lamb's brother has a brilliant mind and has even earned a college scholarship for a Black college up north. If only he could curb his impulsiveness and rebellious nature. Lamb herself is a quiet and studious girl. She is also naive, as she tentatively accepts the friendly overtures of a white girl who loans her a book she loves. She sets off a calamitous series of events that pulls in her mother, charming hustler uncle, estranged father and brother, and ends in a lynching. Told with nuance and subtlety, avoiding sensationalism and unnecessary brutality, this young adult novel from celebrated author Lisa Klein Ransom pays homage to the female victims of white supremacy. So that one, of course, is a very different tone than The Love Match, more of a serious novel. But Lisa Klein Ransom's a great author, and I'm sure she'll do this story justice and create great characters that help tell the story.
All kinds of new releases out.
Yeah, there's so much. So I'll just share one more. And this one is a middle grade novel, and it's by Gordon Corman, who I don't think I've ever read anything by, which I'm sort of shocked by. And I know Georgia is a fan of some of his books, but this one is called The Super Teacher Project, and it is coming out, and for Lamb, it's coming out January 10th, and so is this one. From Gordon Corman, the best-selling author of Restart and The Unteachables, comes a hilarious new story about a mysterious new teacher who turns out to be an AI robot from a secret experimental program. Oliver Zahn, spitball champion and self-declared rule wrecker of Breitling Middle School, is not a fan of his new homeroom teacher, Mr. Adact. The guy is sort of stiff, never cracks a smile, and refers to them as pupils. The worst part is he catches Oliver before he can pull any of his signature pranks. It's time for Oliver and his best friend Nathan to show the new teacher who's boss. But as the weeks go by, they start to realize that Mr. Adact is not what they expected. He has an uncanny ability to remember song lyrics or trivia. When the girls' field hockey team needs a new coach, he suddenly turns out to be an expert. He never complains when other teachers unload work on him, even when it's lunchroom duty and overseeing detention. Against all odds, Mr. Adact starts to become the most popular teacher at Breitling. Still, Oliver and Nathan know that something is fishy. They're determined to get to the bottom of the mystery. What's the deal with Mr. Adact? Well, the first sentence in this description gave it away. But
honestly, I don't think I'd be as interested if I didn't already know the teacher was an AI, so it kind of works in its favor.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know that I would want an AI robot teacher. Could be interesting.
I mean, one of the other things that I love almost as much as like books about dragons is books about robots, so it fits.
Oh, yeah?
I do. I like robots. I think they are very cool.
I don't know that I've read many books with robots. I read the Cyborg Cinderella book. But cyborgs are not the same.
Cinder, that was called Cinder. It was that was hugely popular for a while, especially when I was in school.
Yeah, that was a fun series.
I don't know what ever happened to those books. Did they eventually end the series?
I'm not sure. I can't remember how many of them I read. I read at least the first two. And then I don't know if they ever like brought it all together in like a big conclusion because I didn't finish them. But I don't think there are more. I think they might be done.
I read the first book and it didn't really catch my interest. I didn't really understand what the big deal was.
I enjoyed it. I liked the second one a lot. Forget what it was, but I think it was Red Riding Hood themed.
I think so too. Because there was one about Rapunzel as well, based off, you know, the Rapunzel, but I never got to that one. I just remember seeing the cover.
Yeah, I'm blanking on what the second one is called, but I remember liking the characters in that one a lot. And it still brought in the Cinder character.
Yeah.
As well.
Because I know they all took place within the same universe.
So those are the books I wanted to share today.
Cool.
I think if I had to read just one, I would read The Love Match, but I'm probably going to read at least the first two. I actually don't know that I've read Lisa Klein Ransom's novels before. I've read a lot of her picture book biographies. They're really well written and researched, and they often have very beautiful illustrations, or they always have beautiful illustrations. But her husband, James Ransom, is an illustrator and an author as well. And they often partner up for the picture book biographies. So a lot of her books have his illustrations that are really beautiful.
Oh, that's cool.
And he also comes to the Hudson Children's Book Festival.
Yay.
I'm gonna look it up and see if they're coming.
I cannot wait to go this year. I'm so happy it's finally back.
Yeah, I'm very excited. That's one of my favorite events every year. And you can find out more about the book festival at hudsonchildrensbookfestival.com. They've started sharing author information and illustrator information for who's coming.
Yay!
And it's always on the first Saturday in May, so save the date for that. But yeah, there's so many great people coming.
I'm so excited.
Yay. Including Jerry Kraft, who's come many times, is coming. And his book, The New Kid, won like a gazillion awards that it came out. And the sequel was very good. And there's a third book coming out this spring called School Trip that I'm excited to read. So I'm excited he's coming. Mike Curato, who's been there many times, is coming back. I talked about his latest graphic novel, Flamer, recently on the show. It was really good.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that graphic novel on the show. I went on to like look it up later afterwards. And it looks very good.
Yeah, it's a really, it's a very moving story. Highly suggested. Our friend Tori Maldonado, who's been a guest on the show before, is coming back. He has a new book coming out. I think also sometime, I don't know if it's this winter or the spring, but he has a book called Hands coming out. So look forward to seeing him again. Kayla Miller, who is one of Georgia's favorites, wrote the Click graphic novel series, which Georgia's talked about a lot. And lots of old favorites, as well as some new faces. But yeah, should be fun. So that's going to be first Saturday in May.
Yay.
Make sure to come.
I'm so excited.
And we'll be doing our radio show again. We do a radio show the Friday before the festival each year.
My favorite radio shows of the year is when we get to interview the authors.
It is really fun. We have very, it's like speed dating with the authors. You have like five or six authors that you're trying to talk with for like 15 or 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how many questions can I ask?
Oh. Yeah.
How can we make sure everybody gets to talk? But that'll be fun.
It will be very fun.
Is there anything else this year that you're especially looking forward to?
Oh my goodness, I'm not sure. I've got some things I want to learn this year. I'm taking one of the non-credit classes at Columbia Green Community College for like art, just to have something to do because it sounds fun.
Cool. What kind of art?
I believe it was still life drawing.
Oh, cool.
Something that I never really paid attention to in art class in high school because there were more interesting assignments you could take. but I figured I'd try it out just to see what it's about and to meet some people. And also my birthday is coming up the 14th of this month. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yay. Happy early birthday.
Yeah.
I don't know what I want to learn this year. I feel like I always want to improve on my Spanish. But I need to just make the time for it. I would also like to start practicing piano again and like playing music more often.
I used to play piano when I was younger.
But yeah. For all of our listeners out there, if you are a young person, ages 8 to 20, and you'd be interested in talking with us about books on the radio, you can reach out to me at the Hudson Area Library. You can stop by or email or call. Ask for Emily if you call. And otherwise, email info@hudsonarealibrary.org and let me know. We would love to have people come and talk with us about their favorite books on the radio, either as a special guest or as a regular participant. Also wanted to let our listeners know about an upcoming program for teens and adults. There are going to be some college information sessions. They're going to be held on Mondays, January 9th and January 30th from 4 to 5 p.m. here at the Hudson Area Library. Registration is not required. You can just stop on in. And Matthew Green, who's Assistant Dean of Enrollment Management at Columbia Green Community College, is going to offer these info sessions. They're going to cover topics such as understanding a college degree, campus resources, financial literacy, and college terminology. And this is presented in collaboration with Operation Unite New York and Columbia Green Community College. Mm-hmm. So if you're thinking that you might want to get a college degree, this might be a good session for you.
Yeah.
So again, that's Mondays, January 9th and January 30th from 4 to 5 p.m. So feel free to stop by or spread the word to some teens or adults that you think might be interested.